Hello, Ventura. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590 KVTA. And again, we're live, so give us a call. What's our phone number?
650-1590.
I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Sarah Barrett Lepore.
And I'm Rana Posen.
And we have an exciting show today. Again, we're live, so give us a call. What are we giving away?
We're giving so much stuff away this week. Oh, my gosh. We have gift certificates at the Greek.
So good.
Lots of things happening at the harbor this weekend. So it will be wonderful to sit at the Greek in Ventura and
so nice outside.
Enjoy this beautiful weather. We have nothing but cakes. We have Ventiki sushi and sliders.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good.
So good.
And that's such a fun place to sit outside there. And
yeah.
It's happening.
Maybe the fire pit.
People cruise by.
And we'll go to lunch there. That's what we're thinking. We're going to lunch after this. So.
So lots of stuff. We have backpacks that say Girls on the Air, and they're all full of all kinds of goodies. And that's about it.
So give us a call, 650-1590. Again, we are live, our new time slot, 11 to 12. Exciting. We're moving up in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened this week? Any good news? You got any new real estate?
I have a new listing. Okay. It is actually the deal of the week. It is a duplex. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath upstairs and a three-bedroom, one-bath downstairs. It has a separate laundry room. It has coin laundry, and it's got a two-car garage for each one, and it is priced at $675.
Whoa, where?
It's on McFarland. It's 275 East McFarland.
Is that on the west side?
It is on the west side, but it's on the east side of the avenue. And
the east side of the west side. Figure that out, right?
Yes. It's a beautiful property. We sold it to them about 7 years ago. And they're going to do a 1031 exchange and buy another property. So that is going to be a great deal for someone. It's made him a lot of money. We want it to make some money for somebody else. So,
are the tenants going to stay?
Well, we have a tenant downstairs, and the upstairs is vacant and able to be shown.
Nice. Okay, so, what was the address again?
It's 275 East McFarland.
Okay, and I have a new
duplex.
Duplex. I have one on 250 Cinnamon Oak over in Country Groves. That's a moderate income. And really nice four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath upgrades throughout. Really nice. All the bathrooms have been redone. Two-story, like I said, four-bedroom, two-bath, and it is $539.
That's affordable housing.
Correct.
Yes, so you have to qualify within the guidelines
right.
of that affordable
housing.
It's
not low-income. It's affordable. So you can't make over, I think it's $110 for four people living there.
Yes.
So, yeah, so give us a call, and we can help you figure out if you qualify to buy that gorgeous home. And so Deb just flew on in here. What do you have,
Deb? I just flew on in, and I have a spectacular listing that's coming up on Tuesday, but I can preview it for you tomorrow between 11 and 1. It is at the beach at New Bedford Court.
Oh, what a beautiful weekend. Oh.
Yeah, isn't it a great weekend for that? And I'm going to be showing that as a preview from 11 to 1 tomorrow. It is the cutest. It's a consummate beach cottage. It's been completely redesigned, redone from the inside out, and it is going to be priced at $1,595,000, and it's the deal of the week because it is just so special. It is on the best lane in Pierrepont.
It is.
Yeah, it totally and completely is. Your property line goes from street to street, which there are only two lanes that do that, so you don't have anybody behind you. You have additional parking, and you have ocean views from this property. Mm-hmm. And it is just, you can hear the waves.
Oh,
it's
that's going to be fun.
Oh, golly. It's just, it's so cute.
Oh, golly. Oh, golly.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
I also have 117 Cameron in Santa Paula, a beautiful little four-bedroom, two-bath, all upgraded and all new appliances. Pretty exciting. So, and that one is going to be open tomorrow, Sunday from 1 to 4. So come on out and go see that beauty. I have 1090 Gilbert over in the Cape, tri-level little condo. Really cute. That one will be open today. And what else? Do we have anything else?
We have a great show lined up for you today. We're real excited to let everyone know that we have chosen Project Understanding to be our charity of the year. So that's going to change things up a little bit, and we are excited to have Tom Hilton here with us today. He'll be telling us all about Project Understanding and what they do for our community. And I got to tell you, it's just the best best organization that I've been affiliated with in a very long time. I've been volunteering and supporting that charity for over 20 years. And the things that they do for the community is just outstanding.
And it's so topical right now.
It is.
Because what they do right now, it's, you know, helping to get the homeless off the streets and helping them to start a new life and have a new vision for what,
yes,
what
they have.
It's very important.
All kinds of services.
Important.
And Tom will tell us about that. Mm-hmm. We also have Lynn from the Greek. She is here, and we're excited to have her on our show.
Are we gonna belly dance?
We're not going to belly dance. She actually has been working so hard on the Greek festival that's coming up.
Fun.
And she's going to tell us
like
all
so
about
much
that.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
That
she
really
has been
fun.
Really working hard on that. And there's a lot of things going on at the harbor that she'll mention as well. Then down at the Greek, there's a breakfast tomorrow and all of that kind
Isn't
of stuff.
Isn't it Pirate Days?
It's Pirate Days
right now? That's
yes,
fun.
And she's going to tell us all about that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because of the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Welcome back, Ventura. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are real women in real estate, and we are right here on KVTA 1590 AM. I'm Deborah Delaney.
I am Tracy Baldwin-Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And who do we
I'm
have?
I'm Sarah.
We have Sarah Barrett-Lepore in the house ready for us. And we have Tom Hilton.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I'm Tom, so
Tom
don't forget
Hilton.
That.
I love his voice. It's
you
like,
know,
it's
I mean,
he has radio voice.
It's so good.
It's been known to be that, you know.
Yeah.
So
he has his own show right here on KVTA.
I want to thank you guys for reaching out to Project Understanding and making us
Charity of the Year.
Charity of the Year and part of your show, and I really do appreciate that. And hopefully we can find out a little bit more about Project Understanding today. So you just ask away, and I'll try and give you the answers.
Well, you know, Tom, I really would like you to tell our listeners, what does Project Understanding do for our community? Like, what are the services that we provide for the homeless and the underprivileged?
Well, I think it's a lot bigger than just the homeless, because what I like to tell everybody, and I do a lot of speaking out there on Project Understanding, is we not only are housing the homeless, but we're feeding, right now, we're feeding the hungry. then we're housing the homeless, and we're educating our youth. What does all that mean? I mean, it all sounds good, but then you got to kind of figure it all out. Well, the first step in Project Understanding, and if I'm going to show somebody Project Understanding, first thing I'm going to do is take them over to our pantry. We have a state-of-the-art pantry on Johnson Drive, and we're feeding right now roughly about 4,200 people per month. Now, what it's going to boil down to at the end of this year, at the pace we're on right now, in this next year, we are going to serve about 225,000 meals. Now, what does that mean also is that we're not actually cooking the food. They are coming in. People are coming in like me and you, people that are down on their luck, people that are having a hard time making ends meet. At that moment, they're coming into the pantry, and we're giving them enough food to last 2 weeks for however many people are in their family.
How does it work? So they walk in and they just tell you their story, or how do they qualify?
Yeah, Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was, the whole story, right?
No, right.
Actually, what they do is they come in and just say, I need help. When they say, I need help, at that point in time, we find out, have you ever been here before? Okay. If they say no, then we enter them in something called Pantry Track. And all that does is get down their name and how many people are in their family. So we know when they come back that, oh, hi, John, how are you? And I see that you have four people in your family. We then give them just a piece of paper, and it says four and something else on it. I don't even know, really, because I don't even handle that end of it. But they go back, and then our volunteers then help them select the food that they would like for their family and give them enough for 2 weeks.
Wow. So they don't even need to do anything other than show up. And that's what I think is just amazing.
Right. And that's the guidelines from Feeding America. We follow the guidelines of Feeding America. Now, I was a corporate director over at FoodShare. So FoodShare, which is a food bank, is different than what we are. But we still follow under Feeding America.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is think of a bank. Think of Wells Fargo, for instance. Okay. And you all invest your money in Wells Fargo. So you're on the outside looking in at this bank that's holding your money.
Right.
You go in and you say, I need to get some money. You fill out your little slip. You draw out $100. You leave the bank. Okay. At FoodShare, what it is, they are a food bank. They are servicing 225 food pantries in Ventura County.
Okay,
there's 225 of them. Now, most of them are not quite like Project Understanding. Project Understanding is really more of a, you walk in, it's kind of like a store. We've got everything in there. We've got meats, vegetables, fruits, canned goods, dry goods, you name it, we got it. It looks like Whole Foods many times. In fact, a lot of our food comes from Whole Foods. Okay, we have 23 different markets out there right now donating food to us that we pick up every single week.
Do you walk down the aisle, or how do you?
No, we have people that will walk down the aisle for you, though, volunteers. And they'll say, okay, at your category, you can get two cans of beans. Would you like pinto beans, red beans, white, kind of like that. I mean, we're there to service. We're there helping all the way through. And fresh fruits and vegetables, take as many as you can because we get so many. We don't want them spoiling.
Now, do you have someone who possibly makes out shopping list and like 2 weeks of meals that would be helpful to somebody who, because a lot of times when people are down on their luck, they're really not thinking straight. They really can't get everything all together, and it'd be very helpful to organize them to have like, this could be a typical 2 weeks of.
Right. And that's a valid question and a good question. Okay. Do we have somebody specifically doing that? The answer is no. But here's what we try and do. We try and make sure they get fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, meats, and the carbohydrates. Okay, we try and make sure they're not coming in and taking, like they can't come in and take 10 cakes. It doesn't work that way. Okay.
Sorry, Parker.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't go that way. I mean, they can get one cake. They can get a loaf of bread, but then they're going to have to get one of the fish, like a tuna or canned tuna. And then we have steak. We have fresh meat many times, and if it's fresh that day and it doesn't go that day, we freeze it. We've got steaks and you name it, we've got it.
Yeah, how about the people who are homeless and don't have anywhere to cook?
Well, that's okay. First of all, let me explain the pantry. The pantry only feeds about 3% of the people that come in are homeless. Okay, now let me answer that question for you. Homeless do not have can openers usually.
Right.
They do not have those things. So, yes, we have products that you just open up. Like, in fact, in tuna, for instance, we get a lot of cans of tuna that are the peel backs. You just open them up. Mm-hmm. If somebody is homeless And most of the homeless that we deal with, they'll let you know that they're homeless. I mean, it's something that we find out. We know who the homeless are. Come in, we make sure that they get products that they can open up and eat. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, that would include your fresh fruits and vegetables many times. You can eat those right on the spot. But also your proteins. You're not going to give them a raw steak. Where are they going to cook it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But a can of tuna, a can of Spam, a can of this, a can of that you can peel off, now they can. Peanut butter, for instance. Open it up. Boom. You know, I mean, you've got it right there. So we're very aware of the situation, and we get to know our volunteers know most of the people. It's amazing. I'll walk in there every once in a while, go in usually once a day, just say hello and walk through and see what kind of stuff we got. It's always kind of cool to look and say, oh my gosh, look at all the great things we have in here today.
Now, do you also refer people to, like, there are like food stamp programs and things of that nature?
Yes.
Do you have information for people?
Yes, we do. And we'll ask those questions. If somebody is coming in and they look like they have other questions, they have other things to talk about, we will pull them aside and we'll talk to them about what other things do you need? You know, what other programs are you interested in? But see, this is just this one program, and I don't want to spend all the time on this one program. And you were going to ask a question, Karen.
I was just going to say, most of the people that come to the food pantry are food insecure.
Right.
So they don't make it till the end of the month. So they have enough to pay their bills, and maybe they had to choose either to fix a car or to buy food or to buy medication. Those are the majority of people that we serve in the pantry as far as the food insecure. It helps them get to the end of the month till they get their next paycheck.
Right, and that's a valid point, and thank you for bringing that up. Food insecurity in Ventura County is 1 in every 6 people. Now, if you calculate that out, ladies, that's 145,000 people in Ventura County are food insecure sometime during the month.
Could be one of us in here.
It could be any of us. Yes. Any of us. Okay, all of a sudden, you have two people working in the household. You got the husband and wife working. Suddenly, the wife becomes sick. She may have breast cancer. Suddenly, she can't work. Suddenly, the bills start piling up because our insurances in this day and age, we all got these high deductible insurances, and we don't have the money sitting there at the time. All of a sudden, you become food insecure. You are sitting there and you're saying, my entire life, I have worked my butt off, and all of a sudden, I don't know where my next meal's coming from. That's where we step in.
That's right.
When we say, come in, we've got the food for you, we're going to help you, and we're here to take care of you, okay? Now, another part of our program, and we talked about right now, a real touchy subject is homeless.
Right.
Okay.
I think what we're going to do is take a quick break because we want to come back and talk more about that. Right, Karen?
Absolutely.
Okay, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com. 805-232-3422.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com, C-H-A-K-R-A, strength.com, or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithanI.com. Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. Again, we are live today, so give us a call, 650-1590. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Deborah Delaney, and we want to give a little shout out to all of our sponsors. We just want to thank C21 Troop Real Estate and The Greek and Ventiki.
CSMC
and
Mortgage.
And
Nothing Bundt Cakes.
That's right.
So we have a wonderful, wonderful people who keep us on the air, and we're very grateful for that.
Exactly.
I like Ventiki. Oh, my goodness. Those Mai Tais are absolutely delicious.
How many can you have?
I had four one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. One time.
Oh, my gosh.
One time.
And you live to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And I love the Greek. It's, like, so fun over there.
Oh, and the view from the Greek is amazing. You just sit there, and they have the bar now that they built, you know, right out there, and you're right on the harbor on a beautiful day like today.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And you're just watching the boats come in and out. You can pretend you're a millionaire, you know? You just sit there, have a couple drinks.
I think they have a TV there, too, so you can run there today, and you can watch the Belmont Stakes.
And
see if we're going to have a Triple Crown winner.
Or you can watch the belly dancers. That's what I like, because that's fun over there.
They like the guy who puts the thing on his head.
I know you do, Deb. You do. Yeah.
I tried to belly dance one time with that girl. It was not pretty. She was pretty. I was not.
Was that after the Mai Tais?
No. The Mai Tais were, you know, Ventiki's. No, I didn't get out of there alive almost that time. Yeah. Great place, though. Beautiful.
So, Tom, tell us what all the different things that Project Understanding does for our community.
We were just talking, let's finish about the food pantry, though. Something interesting. What if people want to, Sarah, tell them what you.
I recently found out my daughter has a corn allergy, and it's in everything. So we've been cleaning out our pantry, and I have some things that are not opened, and, you know, cereals and things. And I just asked if I could bring those just as a person in the community, like dropping
off
food. People just donate food, or, you know, what do you need?
Yes, donations of food. Obviously, in any type of nonprofit, they always say time, talent, treasure. Those are the things we need, okay? Time, most of us don't have a lot. It's like we're running, we're doing this, doing that. But a lot of us have treasure. We have a few extra bucks around. Of course, Project Understanding, that's what keeps us flowing. That's what keeps us going. But then the other thing is, in the pantry, for instance, is food donations. A lot of places and a lot of companies if you guys work together, let's say you could do a food drive, you know, and those type of things. But even what you were talking about, your daughter's has a corn allergy. Suddenly, you've got cornflakes. They're brand new. You just bought them. They can come to Project Understanding, and they're going to go to somebody that is food insecure or possibly homeless. Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about the homeless issue, because it is a really hot topic right now, and it's an ugly topic.
It is.
Because you get the emotions run from I love them to I hate them.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. I see it all day long. I deal with it all day long.
You feel sorry for them, but you don't really want them in your front yard.
We understand that. I understand that, okay? It's not a pretty situation, but it is real, and it's there, and we do have to deal with it. So how do we deal with it at Project Understanding? What we do is we reach out to them, we have a department, our HTH program, goes and reaches out to the homeless. And what we're looking for is somebody that says, yes, I do need help. You can't force help on anybody.
You guys go around town and talk to the people who are really?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I'll be going into the riverbed myself next week. I'm going in with the Ventura Police Department.
What do you do? How do you approach them?
You just walk up and you say hello, good morning, how are you?
They're people.
Police officers, aren't they afraid? You know, they're gonna. I don't know.
Yeah, they've been around cops enough. I mean, in all honesty, they see cops every day. Mm. You know, they're always, you know, if they're in the park or they're wherever, all you got to do is go to our post office in Ventura and look at the park out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was just there this morning. Okay, I mean it's. They're all over. I mean, you know, and it's almost like sometimes I like to say it's kind of like the apocalypse. It's kind of like walking zombies sometimes because they're just walking and they're lost. And many of them, and this is just a fact, okay, is that, and this comes from the people that deal with the homeless on a daily basis, 95% of the homeless have an addiction problem, okay? So that's the first thing you have to realize. And then 50% of those have a mentally ill in some way, shape, or form. So you have 50% are mentally ill and high. It's not a good combination, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. So knowing that, what can we do? What we can do with our department is we go out and we find out where we can help. And if somebody has an addiction and they're willing to get it taken care of, we get them lined up to an addiction home. Okay, we take care of all that. If they've got warrants out for their arrest or whatever, and they're afraid and they're in hiding, we will help them at court, okay, in these situations and get them back on track. Maybe they've lost their loved ones. They don't know where they are. We can contact their loved ones. I just put two people, actually it was three. They had a baby. I drove them down the bus stop, or bus depot down there in Oxnard, and they had the car seat with the baby in my car, and they were a sweet couple. They had hit really rough times, mm-hmm. but they were going back home to North Carolina because the parents had found out and they wanted them back. Okay, we were able to make those connections and take care of that. There's a lot of different things out there that we can do. It's not easy, but we are doing it, okay? Last year, we got 121 homeless people off the streets into some form of housing, in some form of addiction program, or into a place that could handle the mental problems that they might be having. Mm-hmm. And we see, even in the news yesterday, Anthony Bourdain commits suicide. Here's a guy on top of the world suffering from depression, okay? You can imagine if you're on the streets how easy it is to be depressed, how easy it is to feel down on yourself. Yeah. So, you know, it's you can't just look and just say, oh, you know, get a job, get off the streets, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. When you see people like Kate Spade, I mean, very successful billionaires in this world that have conquered mountains, and they commit suicide. And so we wonder, what is it like to not have a roof over your head and not know where your next meal's coming from? And just know that you need that heroin or whatever to get through that next day, and it doesn't look like there's any hope. Well, Project Understanding is there to give hope. That's what we're there to do.
How did you get started with this? You seem so passionate about it.
I am passionate about it. You know what? This community has been good to me. Obviously, I've had a pretty long career on KVTA, and so a lot of people know me with Live 805. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten to know so many great people, and then I've had businesses throughout Ventura County over the years. Mm-hmm. And I was the ambassador at FoodShare for 8 years with Bonnie. When Bonnie was the CEO of FoodShare, I was their ambassador. So I would go out and do a lot of speaking engagements and do a lot of things for them. And then I began working at FoodShare. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of just went over to where Project reached out to me and said, we really need some help in here right now. And I made that decision to do that. It's time in my life. I know I don't look 65, guys. I know you think I'm a teenager. But yes. At 65 years old, you suddenly realize, my God, you know, I need to do something. I need to help somewhere along the line. Mm-hmm. I think it's the legacy I want to leave is that people may say, you know, this guy was loud, he was obnoxious, he was this, but a good guy. He went out there and did this stuff.
So you are a good guy.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, that's kind of what it is. I have a passion to help people. But everybody at Project Understanding has that same passion. Awesome. And most of the people are volunteers. And volunteers, there's nobody on earth that has the passion of a volunteer. Because when you're an employee, you're doing it, and you still get a paycheck. When you're a volunteer, you're taking hours out of your time. Hours. And our time is so valuable in today's world because we're pushed in so many directions. These volunteers take their time and get out there and do these wonderful things and this beautiful gift of helping others. Awesome. And that's the thing. You know, and I do want to bring up our maternity home because it's vitally important. And we have a maternity home also in Ventura where this year we house 12 pregnant girls off the streets. We gave birth to 6 babies, all healthy. Okay. We're there for these girls. We get them to the hospitals, doctor's appointments. We have education classes in there where they learn about life, learn about motherhood. Wow. Because you can imagine how hard it is to be pregnant. And you guys would know this a lot better than I, but to be pregnant and homeless, think
terrible.
How hard it is to be pregnant with a house and a husband or whatever it is, how tough that is. Mm-hmm. Now you're on the streets.
Well, it's so hard today just for kids who actually have family.
Exactly.
To make it in this world. So, and can you imagine a baby being brought into the world as a homeless person?
No. Mm-mm.
I mean,
it's every day, though. It happens every day throughout our country. Every day.
So how can people help you, and what do you guys need? How can people get involved with your Project Understanding?
First, you can go to projectunderstanding.org, and you can find out. You can also email me. I'm going to give you the easiest email in the world. If you're interested in any way, shape, if you have time, talent, or treasure, get a hold of me at 805-TOM. It's real simple. 805, the area code, Tom, okay. gmail.com.
Okay, got it.
Get a hold of me at that, and I will lead you in the right direction. Okay, okay. So that, you know, in another part of our program, I just want to say, because a lot of people want to help out, is our tutoring program.
Okay.
We have 11 tutoring sites in Ventura County where we're tutoring K-5 students. We're tutoring at about 450 per month right now.
Wow. So you need volunteers for
that? We need volunteer tutors. Yeah, always.
Awesome.
You know, teachers that are retired make fantastic tutors. You know, they want to do something, you know, from watching daytime TV, get out there and tutor, you know, and, awesome. And help us, you know. So
you know, maybe there could be a senior program with, to you know, maybe somehow kids could be taken over to some senior complexes where they have the facility to have people in there, like 10 people at a time. And there are a lot of seniors whose brains are still going. Maybe their bodies can't get there to tutor the people, but
right.
maybe if you bring the kids to them.
Well, we have the, actually in our tutoring, just so we're clear, we actually have tutoring sites that these are certified and everything else. In mm-hmm. other words, we have to go through certain programs, and it's insurance becomes a problem
right.
too. You, anytime you do anything, insurances have to be involved,
so
you know, so we have to be covered on all those kind of things.
Sure.
But say, following what you're saying there, many seniors that are listening to this station right now, and I know KVTA has a lot of seniors that listen to the station,
mm-hmm.
is that's because they love Spence, by the way, because
yes.
he's an old man and you
he
know they follow him,
everyone
you know.
Loves Spence.
But, yeah, yeah. But
he's not even cracking a smile.
Yeah, no,
he
I actually woke him up. He was actually sleeping one of these moments. But the reality is that many seniors out there are looking for something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
And reach out to me, 805tom@gmail.com. I'd be happy to talk to you about this.
Right. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Tom.
Thanks,
we
Tom.
So appreciate you coming on the show. And now everybody knows why we've chosen Project Understanding to be our charity
Absolutely.
Of the year.
And I thank you so much for that. We need all the help we can get, obviously.
I just have one more question
sure.
for you, because I think it's really important that people know. You don't get any federal assistance for
no,
this.
We don't. And you know, I can't say zero. There's a few grants we get, very small grants that mm-hmm. might come from the city government or something. But really, 98% of everything we do is fundraising, is getting out there. And basically, it's the people. It's the people. It's our community that gives back to Project Understanding. And the more we get, the more we can give. It boils down to that. The more money that we have, the more we're able to fulfill our programs and do the best. At Christmas, we do a whole toy thing. At Thanksgiving, we do a whole turkey thing. I mean, we do so much out there with so little. And if we ever had a lot, it would be amazing what we could really get done.
So, Tom, tell everybody who's listening what your biggest fundraiser is each year, and what time of the year, and how they can get information.
I can tell you that right now. It's going to be on November 10th. It's on a Saturday night. It's going to be at the Tower Club, and it's called the Starlight Supper Club. And our tickets will be on sale soon, I think. Tickets are going to be, I believe, $80, $85. It is a fundraiser. So here's the beauty of fundraisers like this. Is number one, we have live music. Number two, we've got a wonderful meal that's being prepared for everybody. We've got plenty of booze, the bar, the whole thing, live auction, silent auction, everything. You can be as narcissistic as you want to be and buy those tickets, and you're giving back.
That's right.
And there's always something about, you know, when you can do the same thing. Like, I was just at Casa Pacifica, and what a wonderful event they put on for Casa Pacifica. And it's so cool. You buy these tickets, but you say, I'm not really spending money, you know, just giving money away. I'm having a great time, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so you can do both. You can make yourself feel good and still have a great time at the same time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There
you
go.
You're inspiring.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you,
and thank you for helping.
Sure.
Absolutely.
What do we have coming up?
Coming up, we have Lynn from The Greek. She is going to talk about The Greek Festival, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithanI.com.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a Bundt cake or a Bundt teeny, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free Bundt cake.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us at 212-7878. That's 212-7878. Or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA CSMC Mortgage. Licensed by the NMLS ID 02021660. California Bureau of Real Estate 157-0216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information at 212-7878.
Welcome back, Ventura. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are real women in real estate, and we're right here on KVTA 1590 AM. We are live, so give us a call. We have some wonderful things that we are giving away, and we have some great, great, great talent here with us today. I'm Deborah Delaney.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
And we have Lynn Michelatos from The Greek. So we're so excited to have you, Lynn. We haven't been on our show in a long time.
Yeah, it has been a while.
We just went there for Mother's Day. Oh, my gosh. We had so much fun.
Oh, good.
It was so good. And the dancing. Oh, my gosh.
So tell us a little bit about The Greek. But then we need to hear about The Greek Festival that you've been working so hard on.
Well, this weekend, tomorrow, is the Pirate Festival. So it's just a one-day event. The Pirates will be in all their stations from 11 to 4, and from 9:30 to 10:30, we're going to have breakfast with the Pirates at the Greek.
Oh, fun.
So people can come in. It's an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast.
Ooh.
And for $10 a person.
Oh, how
and
fun.
And the Pirates will talk to them. They're so sweet with the kids. And last year, there was this little girl that she was 10. And her mom told me, she said, you know, I knew there were going to be pirates and that we were going to have breakfast, but I didn't know that we were going to eat with them.
Oh, cute. So they're all dressed in costume and they're all going to be.
Yeah, they're Johnny Depp. The paid pirates are.
I'm the artist.
Great lookalikes.
I'm the artist. We're going to have some brew.
Yeah.
Some grub.
So is this just your restaurant or all the restaurants have
everything in the harbor is participating. And so what they've asked this year, because we cannot use the lawn area because that's been leased and they're going to build a hostel there, everything go throughout the harbor. So we're going to have belly dancer out front. And then they're doing some things at the Boatyard Cafe. They'll have something in front of their restaurant. They'll have something in front of Casa de Regalas Gifts. So there'll be things all through the courtyards and on the promenade for the event.
Sounds fun.
From 11 to 4, they'll be in various stations. So people will move around, and the Pirates will stay in place. And then they'll have some roving ones, too.
How fun.
Oh, and there are all these look, you know, wannabe pirates that you can't tell the paid pirates from the wannabe. Oh, yeah.
Deb, are you going to be there?
And any kids that come dressed in the restaurant in the afternoon for just regular food, if the parent buys a meal, the kid gets to eat for free.
Oh, wow.
That's great. And people do come dressed up, and there's costume contest and all kinds of fun.
Oh, you'll have to take lots of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like so much fun.
I know, right? So tell us a little bit about the Greek Festival. I'm so excited about that.
Well, this is the 40th year.
Wow.
If you can believe. And we've been involved in 38 of them.
Wow.
So Yeah, we're doing a 40 by 40 food booth in honor of our 40th year. So I took on this project that we would combine the restaurant booth, the appetizer booth, and the booth we've been doing for a number of years with the calamari, octopus, and lamb chops.
Nice.
And Greek fries, so village fries. So it's all in one booth now. There's over 20 food items, and it's going to be cafeteria style. Everything will be a la carte, and there's not going to be big lines to wait in. You're just going to grab and go, and we'll have drinks available there as well, and four cashiers. And we've borrowed the idea from Fresno Festival, which we have two members in our parish that grew up in Fresno, and they say, oh, you got to see this thing that they're using over there. And so we've been working on this for several months, and it's a point of sale system that's for Greek festivals. So we'll be able to know exactly how much of everything that we sell. We'll know exactly what time are the busiest times. And so it's just a great database, and we'll be able to take all credit cards. So we have not been able to do that in the past. I've tried sometimes, but it hasn't worked. So we're going to have,
It just takes 40 years to get it all
down,
right?
It takes 40 years to get it down.
So when is this? This is Friday through 2 weeks.
In two weeks from yesterday. It starts on June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
And how much are tickets?
Actually, admission is free with the purchase of a $5 raffle.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
This year there's, you can win $3,000 with a $5 admission.
Nice.
That's nice.
And it's at the Camarillo Airport.
Uh-huh. It's at Freedom Park. And this is the last year it will be there. Next year we'll be moving it to the new church property on Santa Rosa Road.
Okay.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
And where can people get tickets and find out more information?
They just buy tickets at the door.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So what can people
expect? BCGreekFestival.org is our website. And then just the phone number for the church is 805-482-1273.
So what are people going to expect when they get there? It's going to be lots of dancing
and
games.
We have a live orchestra from Orange County that is one of the most sought-after Greek orchestras. Yeah. And we have over 80 kids in our parish that are becoming professional Greek dancers. They go to the folk dance festival once a year and win lots of prizes. And so you see from the little tiny toddlers, they're teaching a few people for the first time, like 2 and 3 and 4 year olds. But once they get to be about 6 or 8, they're really doing great dancing. And then there's like the high school kids, and then there's the college kids. And then of course we have our dancers from the Greek at 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And hopefully our son is gonna be doing the table dance on Sunday. He has been doing it for a while, so we're still pushing him.
And any of you have seen, my big fat Greek wedding or of those Greek movies, you know what a good time.
It's a party.
This is going to be. It's just what it's such an amazing culture. It's one of the oldest cultures on the planet, and they know how to party.
Call it the ancient art of having fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the food is so good.
Yeah, delicious.
So don't miss this festival, you guys.
Homemade pastries. Yeah, those are to die for. And we take all the calories out.
Good.
For that day, at least. But you get to do your Greek aerobics by dancing, and we have dance lessons, too. And so there's no excuse to have a good time. We've got some photo booths. We have areas where you can do selfies. I've had some Lisa Kelly that does a lot of work for us in the restaurants is making some beautiful scenery from different parts, especially of my husband's island, Kefalonia.
Ooh.
So we'll be using those in the restaurant as well. There'll be a couple of them up tomorrow at the Pirate Festival in the Greek.
And a lot of people don't know Greek wine is delicious.
It's amazing. Yeah, people just think Retsina, is Greek wine, and they go, ooh, there's that awful wine. And I'm going, well, that's what centuries ago, they put pine resin,
right,
that tastes like turpentine,
right,
so that the invaders would not drink their wine. But it turned out that they liked it. And it's one of the most, we sell more of that than anything.
That Santorini wine is really hard to get, and that's great. Yeah. Great.
We have a really good selection of Greek wines.
Yeah, too. Really good. And the restaurant is so wonderful. So not only go to the Greek festival, but go to the Greek restaurant at the harbor. And also Margaritaville. That's your other restaurant over there, too, where there's
Villa.
Villa. Margarita Villa.
Jimmy Buffett doesn't like us to call it.
Get it right. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Jimmy, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Lynn, for coming on the show. We're so excited.
And for being a sponsor. Thank you so much.
Yes, we're very absolutely. Happy to be a sponsor.
Very good. Thank you. We'll see you at the Greek in about an hour.
Yeah. I'm going to watch the Belmont over there today.
Yes, everybody come out tomorrow for the Pirate Festival, and we'll have a belly dancer out front in the afternoon as well.
Great. Thank you.
Well, coming up, we have our own Sarah Barrett Lepore in the house and Ronna Posen. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Good.
I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-218. 8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us at 212-7878. That's 212-7878. Or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA CSMC Mortgage. Licensed by the NMLS ID 02021660. California Bureau of Real Estate 157-0216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information at 212-7878. What doesn't kill you makes you
stronger. Stand a little taller. Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate. AM 1590, KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Deborah Delaney, and we've got Sarah Barrett Lepore here with us today. She always gives us some good health and wellness tips.
Yeah, I hope so. Please feel free to contact me if anybody has certain topics they'd like to hear about. Email me. That's a really good way. It's chakrastrength@gmail.com. That's C-H-A-K-R-A, strength@gmail.com. Let's see. I went to a friend of mine's class. She's going to be a coach, a health coach, and she needed to do a test run class. So I found it to be very interesting. Her name's Judy Taylor, a new health coach in town. Her program is through Dr. Sears Wellness Institute, and she talked about kids and how to teach them to eat healthy and portion control. So I thought it was a neat thing to bring here. There's so many topics we can talk about right now, but this is kind of, you know, kids are going to be free in the summer, and you want to keep them healthy. You really do, because a lot of times anymore, they're still sitting around indoors when they're free. So this is just to remember the importance of, like, getting outside, getting fresh air. It's so beautiful now, and the beach is a happening place to be. Yeah. But this program, Dr. Sears developed, talks about green foods, yellow foods, and red foods. So green foods mean go, meaning you have as many as you want, right? You can guess what they are.
Lettuce.
Broccoli. Lettuce.
Cucumbers.
Fruits and celery. Vegetables. You can have as many fruits and vegetables. And they even say, yes, fruits have sugar. Oh, well, eat as many fruits, because nobody's really going to overdose on oranges, right? You're going to, the kids know, like, okay, I've had enough oranges. I don't really want any more. Yeah. So you just go ahead and have all you want of fruits
avocado?
And vegetables.
Avocado?
Yep, all the time a go food.
Go
if
food,
it,
green.
If it grows from the tree or the ground, it's a go food. Yellow foods are slow down. Now, some of his stuff is controversial, so this is just for kids and nutrition and portion control, okay? So yellow foods have more calories than the green light foods, and they usually have more fat or sugar than the green light foods. So
banana?
Things like pasta, well, that's still
fruit.
A fruit.
Yeah, okay.
So you can have a banana, because I don't think kids are going to sit and eat six bananas.
Right.
Like, they just won't.
Pasta,
rice, bread, tortillas, eggs, lean red meat, chicken, turkey, because, again, you're not going to want to eat as much chicken as you know, you kind of have to watch the portion on it. Nuts and seeds, olive oil, soy foods, fish, cheese, Greek yogurt, beans. So you get the idea. Those are, the yellow light was a little trickier for me to get, but I guess it's, once you know what a red light food is, then you really know, okay, everything else is yellow.
What's a red light food?
So red light, what do you think? They're lower in nutrients, higher in calories, have artificial sweeteners,
sugar.
They have hydrogenated oils, trans fats,
desserts, candy.
Candy, cookies, cakes, frozen yogurt, yogurt,
frozen
I know.
Yogurt.
And it just means moderation. You just, they say with the red light, it's a stop and think food.
Oh,
so you just stop and think before, like, how many goldfish crackers, you know, because they're really red light foods, even though they're like a staple at school, which drives me nuts, but that's a separate topic. Chips, white bread, white rice, donuts, sugary beverages, that really is like, it steals
soda.
It fills your belly, and then you don't have room for the nutrients.
It's
like
so
any
bad.
Kind of soda, it's just really important to get away from it. I mean.
And once you get kids away from it, they don't even like it anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
You know, it's like it's
she doesn't even like soda. She likes tea, iced tea, but
yeah.
Cool.
And you don't have to sweeten it. Just put some lemon and some mint in it, and you know, it's
so much
better.
Once you get away from it, get away from the sweetener and stuff.
Oh yeah.
You get used to the regular, you know, just unsweetened.
It's you kind of can train your taste buds. You really can if you just try. But as a parent, you really have to be engaging in it. You have to, you know, be active and proactive about it. So with portion control, a good way is to use smaller plates. Another way is to let the children serve themselves. Instead of plating their food for them, let them put however much they want. You know, but you also want to make the green foods the bigger portion on the plate. And please, no more clean your plate concept. Like, we don't need to clean our plates. I know my mother was plagued by that issue, and still to this day we'll talk about how. Yeah.
Well, you know what I found is a really good idea too, is to actually have a big plate, you know, actually plate the food at a table where each
family style.
Family style. And then kids can go back for seconds. A lot of times kids will like load stuff up on their plate because it's like, oh, that's all I'm going to get.
Yeah.
But if you have it out and it's in front of them and they eat, and if they're still hungry, they know they can just scoop in and take a little bit more. You know, we grew up that way, you know, where everything was on the table. So
it's interesting because this point, they're saying if you tend to overeat, put the food on the plate in the kitchen. On the kitchen counter rather than serving bowls at the dinner table. Because you will tend to overeat when you don't have to get up and go. Also, if you wait 20 minutes after you eat, that takes your brain that long to realize, right? Your stomach's full, and it helps you eat slower. Also, having fruits and vegetables already cut up in the fridge, like, I don't even have that. I have, like, stalks of celery in the drawer.
Right.
And it's a pain for me to do it.
Make it easy.
Yeah, like celery and peanut butter, right? Those little boats, those are so easy to... I don't really like making them ahead because the celery gets weird. But, like, you can, if the celery is already clean and cut, it's like, have it there. And
easy
that's
access
super
to good
easy.
Because
we all like it easy. When you're hungry, you don't want, that's when I'm like, let's go out. I don't even want to cook.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if it's ready and you open the fridge, you're not going to open the fridge if you're not hungry, right? So have it ready. And then
maybe you can designate like an hour each week where you're going to clean your vegetables and chop them up because those kinds of vegetables, they last for a week in the refrigerator. If you put them in like a Tupperware thing or whatever.
And kids like to be involved like that. Like if we go to the store and say, okay, we're going to go home and cut this up.
We're going to go home and cut this up and do
that's
that.
Fun.
Yeah. And then they know it's there for them.
Yeah.
All right. So where can people find out more about you and all of your fun stuff?
We're doing
going
a good, there's going to be a chakra dance class on Tuesday night. If you're living on the edge,
show us a move, baby.
There's some
Which chakra are we talking?
You can show me later.
Yeah.
Right.
Chakrastrength.com. C-H-A-K-R-A strength.com.
All right.
Now, I'm here. Yeah. It's Rana. And I have a great place for you to try healthy style.
Okay.
Food Harmonics. Ooh. And speaking of healthy food, they have gluten-free vegan options, although it is not vegan. And they make their own bread, which is fabulous. And it's a very casual order at the counter.
Where is it?
It's in Ojai.
Oh, okay.
On Ojai Avenue by Signal Street. They have an outdoor patio in the back, so you can bring your dog, bring your kids. It's
nice.
That kind of place. And they have free Wi-Fi and beer and wine.
Free Wi-Fi. Just kidding.
But Deborah and I had the pleasure of dining there last week, and we tried the Prem Dosa. We split one of those, and the dosa was very good. They make that themselves.
Delicious. What is
it? It's like a folded over pancake, and they stuff it. This one had cauliflower, potato, onion, chard, and cilantro in a curry sauce.
Oh my gosh.
So it was really yummy.
Delicious spices. It was so good.
Yeah, the spices were amazing. But they also have things like turmeric matcha latte, which I hear is supposed to be really good. I did not have the pleasure because it was hot that day. Mm-hmm. And they do serve things like bison and chicken. And the one thing I did not like is the salad. What they could have chopped it. But other than that, it was
why? Because it was too leafier.
Yeah, just, they didn't chop
they
it.
Like
up
plopped
enough.
It on the plate.
Which it wasn't. At least it wasn't bagged lettuce. Yeah. But it wasn't chopped enough. But then I had that amazing drink that they make.
Yeah.
That,
what was that drink?
That lemon ginger.
Yeah,
it was like it was a probiotic drink, and they make it there in house. It was amazing.
So tell us again where it is. Do you know their hours?
Yes, it's 11 to 8 Monday through Sunday, 254 East Ojai Avenue. And try it. It's the Nirvana for healthy foodies.
Whoa. Awesome. All right. Okay, girls. Well, everyone have a great week. Go out to the harbor and enjoy Pirates Day, right?
Enjoy this beautiful day.
We'll be back next week.
See ya.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.